Good day. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest news in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management for Saturday, November 29th, 2025. We begin with the 2025 State of the Strata Market Report by CHU, Australia's largest strata insurance underwriting agency. Strata insurance premiums exhibited stability, rising by a modest 2.8%. to reach $981 per lot, while standalone house insurance experienced a notable surge of 14% due to climate risks. The report underscores the impact of significant weather events, in addition to regulatory reviews in New South Wales, Western Australia, and the Australian Capital Territory. Going ahead, experts anticipate affordability, climate resilience, and regulatory compliance will shape the future of the strata sector, inviting us to keep an active eye on emerging risks such as building defects and battery fires. Moving on to monetary matters, an unexpected surge in Australia's consumer inflation to an annual rate of 3.8% in October has thrown a wrench in the predictions for rate cuts by the Reserve Bank of Australia. This increase has seen the likelihood of a rate adjustment in May 2026 dwindle to just 8%, while conversations are now pivoting toward potential rate hikes. This development has implications for households and businesses who must reassess their financial strategies amid these pressures. Penny Smith, head of the International Department at the Reserve Bank, has also stressed the global influences in play on our domestic financial environment. From credit spreads to risk premiums, global financial factors hold sway on local finance and deserve our keen attention. Finally, I'd like to touch on the strong performance of Ducati. The company has persevered through challenging market conditions, achieving over 1 billion euro in revenue for the third consecutive year. The brand's dedication to innovation and quality anchors their success, reaffirmed by their commitment to devise 10 new models, including their first motocross bike. That sums up today's key financial news. I'm Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, keeping you informed on your financial landscape. For more in-depth analysis on these stories and others, visit us on financialservicesonline.com.au and join me again tomorrow for another financial news wrap.